we're here for the final segment of Let's Get Local on this beautiful Saturday, first Saturday of November in Wisconsin. All right, in the Madison studios here of Double Radio, 92.7 FM, 1580 AM. Also stream live at doubleradio927.com. How did I forget the app? You can also download the Devil Radio app and listen to Brian's calming voice during that promo. It's easy and natural to Wisconsinites. Now we're going to get a chance to talk with our friend Drew in just a minute here from Pancake Cafe in Stoughton and talk more about what he's been up to, because he's doing a lot with Pancake Cafe, but he's a busy guy and doing other things in addition to that. So we'll bring in Drew Gelfie now. Drew, good morning. How are you, sir?
Jason, you know me. I'm loving life. I'm living a dream. How are you?
I'm doing pretty well. It's been a good show. Got to talk to some great people today and tell the Madison area and the listenership about them and what they bring to our community, which I love, the value that they're bringing, and I'm happy to get your word out there too. So first off, Pancake Cafe, tell everybody what it's about and where they can find it.
Oh man, Pancake Cafe and Stone, we're all about, you know, connecting with people and being meaningful and relevant within our community. If you ask me, it's probably the best breakfast restaurant in Wisconsin. Bacon and sausage we get from Jones Farm, located out in Fort Atkinson, Wisconsin. Our chorizo we make in-house. Our batters and our syrups are made in-house. Our sauces are made in-house. Just unbelievable restaurant. I'm very grateful to be a part of it.
Now, Drew, you opened that or started that restaurant, ownership of it, a couple years ago, and it's something that you've really kind of built and grown with and connected with the community. You and I were talking about that recently, about how you made that connection. And for you, a big step was the pandemic. What did you do during the pandemic to really help and help people in Stoughton?
So we were blessed to have the opportunity to take over ownership back in February of 2020, 6 weeks before the pandemic. But we really, you know, once the doors closed and we were cleaning and, you know, waiting for people to come to the restaurant, which didn't really occur until about June or July, we really just focused all of our efforts on, you know, helping with food deprivation and, you know, how can we help other people right now? How can we leverage, you know, this massive, like, tool that we have of cooking food and providing experience? And how do we get out into the community and help people eat when people are afraid to go to the grocery store, you know, when people are afraid to go shopping, you know, how do we stay above reproach and help out? So that's what we focused on. And we partner with, you know, Primal Strength and Fitness and fed, you know, over 2,000 kids breakfast and lunch. And there was a number of different for-profit and not-for-profit companies that we were able to connect with that were just very like-minded and helping empower a community during such a time of the unknown.
Every time I talk to you, it's the themes are always the same. And so you can always tell that what you're doing is generated from a very unique core that is kind of goes across everything you do, right? And I love how you did that and reached out right away. It was a scary time, I'm sure, for business owners, right? But what did you do? You just put yourself out there in the community and put helping people first. And now that's kind of coming back to you, right?
Oh, absolutely. You know, and it's all about developing meaningful and relevant, you know, connections with people. I reached out to a regular guest of ours and said, hey, I have this idea. You know, I want to feed people. Who do I connect with? And she partnered me with Jimmy Brooks from Primal Strength and Fitness. And he was already doing like a bag lunch, you know, one a day. And then it got bigger and it got bigger. And we utilized the networks that we have together to where we were doing, you know, over 60 breakfasts and lunches every day. And it was so fulfilling, you know, just to have purpose and meaning during a time where a lot of people really didn't have purpose. You know, it was just survival mode, you know. So while a lot of people were simply surviving, we were helping people out. And like, yeah, you know, people really appreciated that.
We're talking with Drew, owner at Pancake Cafe Stoughton, right on the corner of 138 and 51 as you come into town there. Great spot. And like you said, great breakfast, great food over there at Pancake Cafe Stoughton. You should definitely check it out. Drew, you do some other things too, and you have been up to some other things, including speaking at something last Saturday on the north side of Madison, right? So tell us more about some of these other activities you've been up to.
Oh my gosh, yeah. LaTanya Jackson actually hosted a network and vision workshop last weekend, which was just beyond incredible. You know, we had three entrepreneurs there. Larry Grack from Fuel Your Hustle Nutrition spoke on, you know, setting up business entities and getting your EIN and getting approved through, you know, the state of Wisconsin. Antoine Jackson from JYC Landscaping spoke on marketing and advertising. And then I wrapped up with, you know, personal development and building and developing your character, building and developing the relationships you have with the team, and then building and developing business connections. And I was just very grateful that I was invited to that, you know, atmosphere and that event, because I reflected and evaluated and processed so much about myself, just learning and speaking and, like, you know, your energy that you demonstrate to everybody. And, like, I, you know, accomplished feats within my own vulnerability of my own characteristic of myself to help out more people and be more meaningful and relevant to, you know, to people that we connect with.
Talk about how that, you and I talked about it the other day too, when we met, talking about team, talking about that approach, about valuing people and really when they're connected to an organization or like your business working for you, building that character and that team. What has that done for you as a business owner for retention, for people's buy-in, for people just, you know, really caring about the work they're doing?
Man, I tell you what, I feel very grateful and very blessed to have the opportunity to work with 15 wonderful people at Pancake Cafe in Stoughton. You know, we let everybody know when they first apply, hey, if we're iron sharpens iron, we'll always be coaching. You know, we want to encourage vulnerability and build your confidence. And with doing so, we want to be able to effectively communicate at a high level, and we're never demeaning you. We're never like putting you down. We want to build trust and confidence. And from an employee retention standpoint, like, I let all of the people that I work with together know, like, you know, you can leverage this opportunity that you have. And my network is your network and your visions and your goals. Like, I don't want you just to be here helping the business. I want you to be here helping yourself. And I want you to focus on how valuable and worthy you are. To answer your question, from an employee retention standpoint, it's been incredible. And I feel very lucky to be around so many people that are like-minded and that want better for themselves. And more importantly, they want to better themselves for the people that they're around. And, you know, the event LaTanya Jackson through the Waiting to Exhale events, is her page on Facebook. You know, she's very like-minded. And I actually met her because we hosted her son's birthday at Pancake Cafe. So then again, it's just a meaningful and relevant connection we made. And we made time to go out of our way to speak to each other and learn each other's thought process. And, you know, she's definitely a 45-year sister of mine that I look at and just growing and building together.
Time is such an interesting concept, right? And it's so valuable. All of our time is so stretched and crunched and valuable to us. And you talk about, I just think of employees' time, right? And in this environment where so many people are kind of switching jobs so quickly or unhappy at a job or whatever. So if you can make their time at work enjoyable, fun, make them feel like it's a part of it, that has to do so much for, of course, your business, but also those individuals as well. And that's one thing you always say, is you always put the individual person first. And I love that about you, man. You just really, you got everything right. I'm just telling you. I mean, in my opinion, you've got everything right. You're doing it all right, man.
That's a very sweet thing to say. I know you're getting close to wrapping up, but I just want to kind of shout out. I do have my niece here with me.
Oh, hello.
Say hello, Dina.
Hi.
Hi. How are you? Thanks for supporting Drew.
Yeah, I'm her uncle. She better support me. But she was really excited to hear that you were doing the interview. And I was like, well, do you want to be present and hear what an interview sounds like? And she was like, I would love that. I'm like, okay, come on.
Yeah, man, it's always great. And the more we can pass on some of these things to kids, family members, stuff like that, it's incredible just to give them those experiences and also see what it's all about. Because that's one of the reasons I love doing this show, and I appreciate Devil Radio's the opportunity given to me by Dame by Local, Devil Radio, and also our sponsor, Evolution Financial and Sue Peck, is that we get to talk with people in our community to go beyond just what the business is, but find out more about the people and why. And that's even more reason why you should shop there or dine there or support them.
Much appreciated. Thanks for the kind words.
Hey, Drew, I will be catching up with you soon. We got some things to follow up on for sure. But thanks again for your time today. Tell people one more time where they can find out more about Pancake Cafe Stoughton and things that you're up to.
Pancake Cafe Stoughton Facebook page, definitely for upcoming events. We are doing Santa's Workshop again this year. Really powerful event where we help encourage, you know, the youth to be unselfish and shop for their brother and sister. So we are looking for donations for that in regards to getting gifts and clothes. My personal Drew Mitchell Gelfi page is very public. So if you want to know what's going on and you want to connect, feel free to message me. And I'm always willing to help, you know, build and develop the people around me and really connect with people.
That's Drew. Thanks for your time, Drew. Living out loud and making the world a little bit better place. Appreciate it, man.
Yeah, I appreciate it, Jason. Thanks for having me.
All right. That's another edition of Let's Get Local here this week. We thank our guests, Drew from Pancake Cafe, Candy from Busy Busy, also Megan with Dame by Local, and of course, Francesca Hong making some time for us today. We thank you for listening. Pizza Box is up in just a bit. We'll catch you soon.